is the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome. Welcome to our show, folks. You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on a Monday, November 21st, 2016. I'm your host, James Kelso. The show is live. With us is our astute analyst in Maryland, George. And George, thank you for joining us.
Good to be here, James. Happy Monday night in Trump land.
Yes, I love the new term, the Trump quake. I like that one. I hope that catches on, the Trump quake. Here we are. And Paul Fromm may join us a bit later if the engineers at Republic Broadcasting Network can find him. He's the most traveled man in the Patriot cause. He goes all over the place. He's a one-man tornado. Great news, wonderful news today we'll share with you. I think it's maybe the centerpiece of our show tonight will be the meeting that Donald Trump had today with media moguls and stars in Trump Tower. He had them come over, and they thought, he's done this to them over and over again, what they thought they were coming for was not what they got, and they must be getting a little nervous here about his invitations. They thought they were coming over to have Donald Trump explain to them how he would be handling their access to his White House. They've been moaning in their newspapers and television stations that Donald Trump wasn't giving them the right access, the traditional access. So they thought that's what they were coming over for. When they came over, what they got, I have to find a polite language to describe the quoting of what happened there. Let me look it up. Let me see how I can make this suitable for a family show. One of the people that was there, there were two sources that leaked what happened to the New York Post. So the New York Post put this up, and here's the story. I guess we'll have to use the... one of the sources described it. Let's give you the short of it. It was like a blanking firing squad, or we might, maybe it's okay in a family show to say effing. It was like a blanking firing squad, said this source. And that's the headline. That was the Post headline. Donald Trump's media summit was an effing firing squad. Donald Trump scolded media big shots during an off-the-record Trump Tower sit down on Monday, sources told the Post. Trump started with CNN chief Jeff Zucker and said, this is just so beautiful, folks. I hate your network.
And beside that, you smell funny.
And your mother, yeah, or your mother dresses you funny. Quote, I hate your network. Everyone at CNN is a liar. And you should be ashamed, unquote, the source said. Then this source continued, the meeting was a total disaster. That is a disaster for the media moguls. The TV execs and anchors went in there thinking they would be discussing the access they would get to the Trump administration. But instead, they got a Trump-style dressing down, the source added. A second source confirmed the fireworks. The meeting took place in a big boardroom, and there were about 30 or 40 people, including the big news anchors from all the networks, the other source said. And then quoting that one of those sources, the Post writes, Trump kept saying, we're in a room of liars. The deceitful, dishonest media who got it all wrong, unquote. He addressed everyone in the room, calling the media dishonest, deceitful liars. He called out Jeff Zucker by name and said everyone at CNN was a liar. And CNN was a network of liars, the source said. Then continuing the quote from the source, Trump didn't say, or the Post, Trump didn't say NBC reporter's name, Katie Tur, T-U-R, by name, but talked about an NBC female correspondent who got it wrong. Then he referred to a horrible network correspondent who cried when Hillary lost, who hosted a debate. That would be Martha Raddatz, who was also in the room. The stunned reporters tried to get a word in edgewise to discuss access to a Trump administration. Let's see. We'll skip that. Trump spokeswoman Kellyanne Conway told reporters the gathering went well. And here's her summary of this firing squad. She said, excellent meetings with the top executives of the major networks. She said during a gaggle in the lobby at Trump Tower. Pretty unprecedented meeting we put together in 2 days, she said. So, folks, boy, am I going to have a lot of nice things to say about this, including that they put this together in 2 days. The meeting was off the record, meaning the participants agreed not to talk about the substance of the conversations. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, whether it were on the record or off the record wouldn't make much difference. These media people, they're probably glad it's off the record because they don't want you to know about this. They're not going to report it. The hour-long session, so it was 1 hour, helps you visualize it, included top execs from network and cable news channels. Among the attendees were NBC's Deborah Turnus, Lester Holt, Chuck Todd, ABC's James Goldston, George Stephanopoulos, David Muir, and Martha Raddatz, CBS's Nora O'Donnell, John Dickerson, Charlie Rose, Christopher Isham, and this fellow named King. Fox News's Bill Shine, Jack Abernethy, Jay Wallace, Suzanne Scott, and MSNBC's Phil Griffin. And then to top it off, or round it out, CNN's Jeff Zucker and Aaron Burnett. Arthur Sulzberger, publisher of the New York Times, plans to meet with Trump Tuesday. So we'll have that to report, I hope, tomorrow. And there you go. George, made my day.
Well, this declaration of war on the media, why not? We read the excellent art of Mr. Deese, who has his art's been on Republic Broadcasting many times, and we are living in the mediocracy just the way the First Freedom Guy described it. And basically on day one, the very first press conference is, dear mainstream media, you are my enemy, and I'm not going to help you. I'm going, this is pretty good. How many of us have been waiting for this all our lives? I'll take it.
Yeah. Now, what inferences can we draw from this event today in Trump Tower? Well, first of all, some people worried, concerned. Maybe Trump, the president, won't be as hard-hitting as Trump, the candidate. Well, you can lay that fear to rest, if this is any evidence. He's harder hitting. He punched harder today than he did on the campaign trail, and landed more telling blows. He actually lined them up, firing squad style, lined them up, brought in the executives. He didn't just fire at Megyn Kelly or one person, Chris Wallace. He fired at all of them. They came to him during the campaign. He went to them. He went to their debate, and they set the rules at their debate. Now, Trump, the president, you come to me, and I set the rules. I love it.
Well, it's been amazing. He's this cavalcade of coming to kiss Donald Trump's ring, and well, I'm certainly enjoying it. He sent Mitt Romney away empty-handed. I just love the idea. You know, after having this lapdog for the last 8 years who does anything he's told by the media and reads teleprompters, Now, gosh, we probably have to go all the way back to Andrew Jackson for the last time we had a president who just openly tells, you know, the banking empire, screw you. You know, I'm doing it my way. If you're able to derail me or kill me or whatever, do your darndest. But, you know, I am not going to include you. You're not included.
Yeah. And now, just to revel in this a little bit more, the what Trump did today, you know, of course, he is the first. Let's compare Trump to anything we've ever had in our past. What's the strongest language that any somewhat patriotic or somewhat conservative candidate that we thought had some redeeming quality? What's the strongest thing any of them ever said? Let's take Ronald Reagan, Mike, or Barry Goldwater. What's the strongest thing any of them ever said? Well, kind of just, ah, shucks, the media is not fair. That's the strongest language you could get out of them. And that was bold. It would be a bold day when they said, ah, shucks, the media is not fair. They completely chickened out. Donald Trump, the first man to smack him right in the kisser, and you just say to Jeff Zucker, hey, you, Jeff Zucker, you're a liar. I hate your network. And all, he said all of the CNN correspondents are liars. That's a strong word to use against a newsman. I mean, that's pretty strong. But since their profession is supposed to be truth teller, they're supposed to be the truth telling estate that, you know, brings the facts to the people. So that's about the strongest term of opprobrium you could use for a journalist is you're a liar. You're disgusting.
Yeah, totally uncharted territory. I've never heard any public figure, political or otherwise, say anything like this other than people that you and I know personally that are in, you know, the alternative media or third parties or whatnot. Maybe right. Ron Paul might have said it that way, but not nearly as loud and certainly not looking him right in the eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. He Ron Paul, you know, I don't recall him saying you're liars. I hate your network. I don't recall him ever saying that. Let's make some more inferences here. Looking forward, what can we anticipate now? What is this genius of public relations, genius of politics, genius of strategy? What has he done? He has set the table for his press conferences and his news regime in the future. By calling them all liars, he has very much set the table for perhaps you won't be accredited for my news conferences. If you do attend my news conferences, you won't be yelling at me saying, Mr. President, screaming at me, and then I have to listen to your barrage of questions. It might be more like I'll give a press release, I'll make a statement, and then I might call on a few select people. I might call on somebody, let's say, from Breitbart who tell the truth. I might call on Matt Drudge if he wants to be at my press conference. But am I going to call on Martha Raddatz? No. Or any of Jeff Zucker's people? I might if I'm feeling generous. But I don't feel the press has treated this all as a matter of their power, that they have a right to be at every presidential event. They have a right to know about every activity. The president has an obligation to keep them informed and to stand at attention and take their questions until they're done with him. And Trump has set the table. No, it's not going to be that way on my watch. Another detail came out today in the course of this. We mentioned yesterday that Melania and Barron, their 10-year-old son, will be staying at their home, Trump Tower, until Barron finishes school. We found out today more detail. They'll be moving to the White House when Barron is out of school. So we can anticipate, I guess, next summer. A move to the White House, which would give the Secret Service time to fortify the White House and make it much more secure, which is what they've been wanting to do for some time. And Barack Obama has been an impediment in the way of getting that done. So it has to be done during Trump's administration. It'll probably take 6 months to do that. The timing is perfect. Another event today. We anticipate, we've been talking about the Federal Reserve, the two vacant seats on the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve. What a juicy opportunity that presents Donald Trump. The one of the things we'd like to get Janet Yellen out of there as the chair, they call it the chair of the board. The first opportunity to do that in an easy way without firing her, which Donald Trump could do, is to wait for the expiration of her term, her four-year term as chair. She has a 14-year term as a governor, but her four-year term as a chair, appointed by Barack Obama in 2014, expires February 2018. So Donald Trump can move one of his two appointments to the federal board, and I only half in jest proposed Paul Craig Roberts and Ron Paul.
But all right, James. I hope he fires Janet Yellen.
Yeah.
Bring it on. I'd rather see him, you know, have to answer, why did you fire Janet Yellen? And the answer is, because I can.
Well, let's connect that to some news today, because it's very important. One of the things we know that our enemies will do to bring down our nation and our president is to wreck it. And they'll bring the wrecking ball anywhere they can apply the wrecking ball. Riots in the streets, stock market crash. An accelerated, an ugly, a terrible stock market crash or housing crash or some sort of economic wreckage. We can anticipate this. Well, the news today is that the stock market hit highs on all four indexes. The newspaper here, Bloomberg, is misreporting that as the result of a change in oil production by Saudi Arabia. I don't think so. It's the first time all four indexes have gone up together for the first time, a new high rather, for the first time since 1999, I'd say it's the Trump effect, and they don't mention that anywhere in the article. A little bit. They talk about Trump's election fueled optimism that he plans to cut taxes and boost fiscal spending. So they do mention him. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen said Thursday that the central bank is close to lifting interest rates. Well, how can you crash the stock market? That's a real easy way to do it. Cut off the money to the stock market, which has been fueled by her basically 0% interest rates, meaning unlimited money to the big boys to buy stocks. And so she just raises the interest rates. All the money is gone. The stocks get sold off and we have a crash. Well, what I like, George, about the rise, the fact that the immediate Trump effect has been a record, stock market records across the board. So this limits Janet Yellen's ability to crash the market or the economy with moves by her board of governors. It's going to look too obvious. If all the markets were going down right now and the Trump effect, the media could lie that this is the Trump effect, a crashing economy is the Trump effect, Yellen could simply use that as her cover and exacerbate it terribly. But she's going to have to reverse the direction of an economy that's obviously buoyed by Donald Trump. And so that would leave her very exposed as the nasty chair of the board of governors that she is. Go ahead, George.
It's just a fascinating condition we are in. I'm among those. It would be very beneficial to bring equities to a level where they should be. They certainly, Janet Yellen could have crashed the market anytime she wanted to in the last 4 years. And they obviously didn't because they wanted to have this nice bloated 18,000 on the Dow to help Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Now, really, you're right. All bets are off. God only knows. I mean, I'm one of those poor souls who just watched all my gold drop like a stone. And maybe that would be a good thing. But just as long as Donald Trump doesn't bail out any banks, it doesn't matter if we crash or not.
We'll talk about that right after this break, and we'll take your calls, too. Stay tuned.
Just bridge. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. We're talking about the Trump effect. Well, this show is the Trump phenomenon. Sounds like the same thing to me. And the stock markets all jumped today. The Russell 2000, smaller cap stocks, they're not small stocks. The median is value is $500 million and the average is $1.25 billion. So they're not small companies, but they're not the mega companies. The Russell 2000 companies have jumped 13 percentage points in the last 2 weeks. That's easy money. So all of that, look, and the graph, when you look at the graph, let me look at the graph here. You look at the graph, it's going very fast, vertical slope on all of the indexes. Let me see if I can find all of them here in one page. Well, I don't see them right off the bat here, but Dow Jones, the S&P, and NASDAQ, all of them going. Oh, here they are.
Everyone rocketing up. Hey, James, a little quick commentary in that it's a little bit of a hysterical rise. I think a lot of it has to do with our new prospective president. But we'll be talking about this forever. The world equities, including our stock markets, are totally jacked up by zero interest rates, which have been a catastrophe for almost everybody. They're great for the 1%, and you know, there's 100 articles in RBN that talk about it. And my take, James, is unfortunately, Barak is still the president for the next 59 days. And when the Open Market Committee meets next, Janet Yellen will do what he tells her, which is she's going to jack up interest rates and crash the markets. I mean, they did it to Ronald Reagan. They did it to George Bush. They've done it to lots of other presidents. They're certainly going to do it to Donald Trump. But the difference is that, you know, if they do it on his watch, he will be the first guy who will have a chance to say, bye-bye, Bank of America, see you in the bottom of the toilet, and not bail out. I mean, the name of the game is bailout. Sooner or later, you know, this correction, or really, it's not really a correction, I mean, and they have to crash. It's a boom-bust cycle. Even Donald Trump's not God. He can't fix that. But how it all plays out is kind of unknown, and it's great that you brought this up, because now we've put Trump euphoria on top of the outrageously levitated stock markets, and what do you got? As he called it, a big, bad bubble.
Yep, that's exactly the phrase he's used. And showing his – what can we infer from the way Donald Trump says that? He pauses and says it slowly. Folks, we've got a big, fat bubble. And what he is telling us is, first of all, as a graduate of the Wharton School of Finance, top business school in the world, and as one of the great businessmen in the world, he knows what's going on. He knows also that it's a bubble, that is, that it's a fraud, that it's an inflated, artificially propped up thing. So what is Donald Trump likely to do? And he doesn't approve of such things. And he told people, he said, what is my advice to you? Don't get caught in this bubble. So I don't think he's going to be a bailout man, George. He's not given us any indication that he will. He's clearly shown he's not impressed at
today, you know, by giving the finger to the press. That's like step one of saying, I'm not going to bail out anybody. You know, you guys can come groveling to me, you know, 20 minutes after the crash when the Dow's back at 7,500. And maybe then, you know, I will entertain your plea. The great Jabba will hear your pleas for mercy.
Yeah. So there you go. And of course, he showed today with his confrontation with the media executives that he has no problem confronting any. Nobody can swing weight around him and impress him. The big media is bigger than big banks, bigger than big business. They have more power, in my opinion. So his confrontation with big media today shows he's not going to have any trouble confronting the big players in any market. We've got four lines. The lines look like they're full here. Might have one line open if somebody wants to call in at 800-313-9443. And then we'll get to Tom, Jeff, Tim, and Alan right after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Oh, that's us, folks. And with goodwill toward all, we are white boys and gals, and so we are like normal, healthy people of all races. We're pursuing our own interests. We're trying to save our own families, our own communities. That's called being sane and healthy.
Jamie,
yeah.
One more. Can I fit one more stock comment in, because I want to turn it over to the callers, but I want to lead them a little bit.
Yeah.
Ready? Just want to talk about one stock. Amazon.com. You ever use Amazon, Jamie?
I'm looking at it right now.
And Amazon, use it as an example. It's a company that really, it creates nothing. It builds nothing. It's a poster child. So that's the trade, the highest of the high of the internet revolution. You get on Amazon and you buy stuff. Used to be books, now it's everything. I'll get to the point. 10 years ago today, one share of Amazon stock, today, exactly 10 years ago, one share of common stock in Amazon was $38 a share. And a fairly successful company. How much do you think one share of Amazon stock is today?
I have no idea. Help me.
I will help you. It's not 100. It's not 200. It's not 400. It's $780 a share. So it's damn near $1,000 a share to buy one share of stock in this strange company that's really the New World Order's answer to buy, you know, cornering the market of distribution of all the Chinese-made products and whatnot, is absolutely the poster child of the biggest bubble we've ever seen. Yeah. Is there any fundamental reason why one share of Amazon should be almost $800 when it was $40 a share 10 years ago? The answer, of course, is no. All that valuation is garbage. It's 0% interest rates, on and on and on. Please, callers, chime in and tell us what you think about this big, bad bubble.
Yes, and George is right, and Donald Trump is right, of course. There is a big, bad bubble, and bubbles have to pop. That has to happen. Donald Trump knows that. He's been through a lot of bubbles and experienced a lot of popping, so he knows exactly how it goes. And I think the valuable thing, here's what's going on, and I'm gonna show how the media is lying about Donald Trump in regards to another big issue, which is war, in just a moment. But what the media will want to do is to portray any economic letdown of the bubble as Donald Trump's fault. That'll be the 1-2 punch. Collapse, now it's your fault, Donald Trump.
You're right. Just like 1981, the recession was Ronald Reagan's fault.
Uh-huh. Right. So what's nice about what happened today, folks, is that the Donald Trump effect, Janet Yellen hasn't got her ducks lined up in a row yet. So the market's rising. Trump, that's the Trump effect. Okay, so this is good. The public will be able to see, oh, that's the Yellen effect. When she crashes it, that'll be the Yellen effect. Now, let me give you another little example of this, and then we'll go to our callers. And that is another news item today. Two news items I want to get you before we run out of showtime. One is that Donald Trump went on YouTube today. Wonderful. He didn't do an interview with MSNBC or Chris Wallace or Wolf Blitzer. He didn't go into the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer. He did a YouTube.
The Situation Room.
Yeah, what's your situation, Wolf? Pretty bad. But he just made a YouTube, and the set, by the way, that he made it on, it looks like someone in the Oval Office. He's not, but it gives that appearance. Wonderful. And I'll play it for you. It's only 2 minutes long. But guess what? The media is not giving it a play. They don't want to let Donald Trump talk directly to you via your YouTube. They want to stop this. So I'm looking at one. I Google searched it. YouTube searched it. Donald Trump, November 21, 2016. What should come up at the top is this video. That's Donald Trump today. That was what I searched. This is Donald Trump today. That should be right at the top. It's not. It's not, folks. It's manipulated. It's way down, you know, on the second page, and it comes up with just some guy's website who happened to capture the video, and he put it up. It's not the official one that Trump put up, and it only has 195 views. So let me play it for you right now, and then I'll get to the question of war right after that, and then we'll go to your calls. Here's Donald Trump today talking to you.
I would like to provide the American people with an update on the White House transition and our policy plans for the first 100 days. Our transition team is working very smoothly, efficiently, and effectively. Truly great and talented men and women, patriots indeed, are being brought in, and many will soon be a part of our government, helping us to make America great again. My agenda will be based on a simple core principle: putting America first. Whether it's producing steel, building cars, or curing disease, I want the next generation of production and innovation to happen right here on our great homeland, America, creating wealth and jobs for American workers. As part of this plan, I've asked my transition team to develop a list of executive actions we can take on day one to restore our laws and bring back our jobs. It's about time. These include the following. On trade, I am going to issue our notification of intent to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a potential disaster for our country. Instead, we will negotiate fair bilateral trade deals that bring jobs and industry back onto American shores. On energy, I will cancel job-killing restrictions on the production of American energy, including shale energy and clean coal, creating many millions of high-paying jobs. That's what we want. That's what we've been waiting for. On regulation, I will formulate a rule which says that for every one new regulation, two old regulations must be eliminated. So important. On national security, I will ask the Department of Defense and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to develop a comprehensive plan to protect America's vital infrastructure from cyber attacks and all other form of attacks. On immigration, I will direct the Department of Labor to investigate all abuses of visa programs that undercut the American worker. On ethics reform, as part of our plan to drain the swamp, we will impose a 5-year ban on executive officials becoming lobbyists after they leave the administration, and a lifetime ban on executive officials lobbying on behalf of a foreign government. Mm-hmm. These are just a few of the steps we will take to reform Washington and rebuild our middle class. I will provide more updates in the coming days as we work together to make America great again for everyone, and I mean everyone.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Today, I would like to provide the American.
How can you top that, James? You know, I'm almost 60. I've never heard a president or elite official sound like Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, and folks, he did all of that. How long did that take? It seemed like a long time. How long did it take, folks? 2 minutes and 37 seconds. Now, Wolf Baby, Wolf Blitzer, you have no excuse for not running that in full on your so-called Situation Room. You don't have 2.5 minutes, Wolf? You have 2.5 minutes to gab and gossip about everything. All of the networks, they have an obligation. And he said, I'm going to give you further updates in the coming days. This is the fireside chat of President Trump. It's going to be fireside YouTubes. You heard it coined right here. Fireside YouTubes from Donald Trump. I just made that up. And that's how he's going to be reaching us directly in the way that FDR reached the public directly over their radios. Everybody had a radio in their living room, big giant wooden radio, and they all sat around and listened to it all the time. It was a perfect way to reach people directly. Donald Trump is going to bypass the corrupt, stinking media. And that's why YouTube is hiding this right now. They're hiding it. I had to go search for it. But we can demand, the public will demand. We want to see this. I want to see my president. Short, sweet, not a 30-minute lecture. 2.5 minutes. I think that's the style of what we're going to see in the future. This man is a genius. And I know I'm holding up the callers, but let me give you one more important breaking story that shows ties all this together, shows the media fast at work lying, and is a very important story. We read today that Russia is deploying nuclear-capable ballistic missiles to Kaliningrad, which is that isolated area of Russia that's right on the Baltic between Poland and Lithuania, and also deploying surface-to-air missiles, their S-400 system. So now, the lying media, I'll have to just paraphrase it and summarize it because we don't have time to read it. How are they reporting this? They're saying this is a response to Donald Trump, that Donald Trump is the war threat. No, it's just flat-out, total chutzpah lying. Putin has made it very clear. He's putting these missiles out there because this SOB Barack Obama is pushing NATO to the edges of Russia. He's got NATO nuclear forces and advanced forward deployed forces. He wants to put them in Romania, in Poland, in Lithuania, in Latvia, in Estonia. In other words, zero warning time for Russia. So what do they have to do? They have to move forces forward. And Putin says these forces will be targeted at those forward deployed American, new American threats, which are hostile. These are aggressive threats. So we have to answer. We have to have something ready to knock these things out if some crazy person like Hillary Clinton launches an attack on Russia. And of course, what they don't portray is that Vladimir Putin's made it very clear that the election of Donald Trump this may have averted World War III. So they report it upside down. That's why Trump calls these people despicable liars. Now, let's go to your calls. I think I covered those things there. Let's go to your calls. And let me get into the line of calls here. There's a whole bunch of folks who are calling in. Let's go to the new guy. Let's go to the bottom of the list here. Let's go to, I see a new name here, Earl in Florida.
Hello.
Hi, Earl. Thanks
Hello?
For calling. Yes, thanks
this
for calling.
This isn't Earl. It's Charles. Oh, okay. Good. Is that Earl? Yeah, hi. This is Charles.
What state are you in?
St. Pete. I'm in St. Pete. I don't know how you got Earl, but
okay.
You got me.
But go ahead.
Yeah, anyway, Kaliningrad to me is still Königsberg. I don't care. It's not Kaliningrad. You know, in East Prussia, that's what its real name should be. And you mentioned FDR. What would FDR have done during the New Deal for somebody like Jock Bezos, the owner of Amazon, or Carlos Slim? Jack Bezos, what I've heard about his condition in his warehouses are deplorable. He doesn't allow he allows his workers to suffer under 120 degrees. You know, they're so cheap they don't even have air conditioning and no unions.
The
National Labor Relations Board should be let loose on Carlos Slim and Bezos, the owner of the Washington Post. You know,
Earl, the engineer apologizes to you for mishearing your name, but thank you very much for calling. And the Donald Trump in the primaries said these companies, these are too big. AT&T was trying to buy up like everything in the neighborhood form a huge media company. And Donald Trump said maybe it's time for some antitrust action here. Let's get these huge globalist companies that are, what are they trying to do with the labor as you describe it? They're trying to reduce America to third world status. Lower our wages and send our jobs overseas. Reduce us to third world status. So I love what you're saying, Charles. Sorry. And I agree with it. Now, we've got a little bit of a time problem here. So if you don't mind, I'm going to try to fit in four more callers, Charles. All right. Let's go to Tim in Wyoming. Come in, Tim.
Ahoy, Tim.
Now, okay, Tim's gone. And by the way, folks, I give the engineers at RBN such a – I just pop this on them. They don't know when I'm going to ask for a caller, and I just drop it on them. Poor guys, they probably have to throw their sandwich down and try to get the caller. Let's go to Jeff in Chicago. Come in, Jeff.
Greetings, James and George, my fellow travelers. I'm going to speak quickly because I want the other callers to try and get on. George, you're spot on about what you were saying about stocks. I've been in the markets since 1977. It's going to be the Federal Reserve that crashes the economy. And my plan should be, or the plan should be, that President Trump should organize a special team of advisors to spend, because it's going to happen after the first of the year, to spend entire year putting out news feeds and stories demonizing the Federal Reserve and that they are the ones that really are in control of the economy. The president has nothing to do with the economy. It's the moneymakers, okay? So that by maybe next October or November, when it's obvious Yellen's term is up, he's going to say, because of the mismanagement of the Federal Reserve, of this economy, I am going to nominate Ron Paul as chairman of the Federal Reserve Board and let the chips fall where they may.
And
another thing, you were right about Amazon, but instead of just quoting the stock price, George, look at the P.E. ratio. As of the close of business today, it's 178. Now, for those of you out in the listeners, the historical average of a profitable, solid company's P.E. ratio is 15, maybe 20. And Amazon is at 178.
Is considered a bubble.
Oh, it's a huge bubble. They barely make any money. And why this up there, I don't know. I don't know. But it's like, so ladies and gentlemen, George is right. There's a huge stock market bubble engineered by the Federal Reserve 8 years ago when they drop the interest rate to zero, to get everybody to keep spending and going into debt and going all the way back since the Federal Reserve was created. That is how they manipulate the stock market, is by inflating the money supply and then contracting it. They planned the crash of 29. If Eustace Mullins and other, I can't remember his name, Edward Griffin, they all have documented how they actually planned that crash at 29 2 years before. That's when they set it into motion. Okay, so the Federal Reserve is a demon. So we have to spend this next year laying the groundwork to destroy that Federal Reserve reputation.
Well, well stated, Jeff. Thanks for calling. Folks, we've got a break. We'll be back. We'll try to take a couple more calls right after this.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. And we, you know, with apologies, as always, to the many callers who can't get in our short hour. Boy, thank you very much, all you people, for your patience and trouble you go to try to get in. The, I want to just throw a few more logs on the fire here that I noticed during the break. Donald Trump is clearly using YouTube to reach you. He's also using Twitter. Now, I went to the front page of Twitter, and bless their little evil hearts, they actually have they have a mean-looking picture of Donald Trump. a bad, grainy picture of Donald Trump, but they actually do have his new YouTube there. And how is Trump going to bypass the media? I'll tell you how he's going to do it. Ann Coulter today, what did she do with her tweets? She has 645,000 Twitter followers. She just took quotes out of Donald Trump's, out of the news story we gave, the Trump showdown in Trump Tower. She just quoted that right out of the New York Post article and tweeted it to her 645,000 followers. Donald Trump, even though YouTube's not featuring his YouTube, he's got 16 million Twitter followers. Guess what? They all got a link to his new YouTube. Who needs Wolf Blitzer? And he's also created a new account, which is called, I just noticed it, at Transition 2017, which now has a total of 30 tweets and 118,000 followers. Donald Trump's main account, at Real Donald Trump, has 16 million followers and 34,000 tweets. And Donald Trump has said, hey, I have my own private New York Times that costs me nothing. And when he talks about his tweets. So here you go, folks. Tweets and YouTubes, they're coming your way. Let's go to another caller. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on the air.
Well, yes, hello, James. Happy triumphant holidays to you. May we have a happy triumphant holidays. We can say Merry Christmas and Happy Thanksgiving again. And you took my thunder from the tweets because I was just going to tell you about the tweets. But you know what, James? What I really want to talk about is Soros. And can you hear me, James?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. You got Soros and Yellen are going to team up to try to crash the economy. This guy's paying these millennial fools $1,500 to walk around and scream negative and nasty things about the United States and Donald Trump. And Soros is probably going to work with Yellen, who knows, to try to crash the economy. But like you say, Trump's got to come out forward before all this happens. Let the public know it with these two Goldfinger. You remember, you got Goldfinger and she's Dr. No, and he's Goldfinger, Soros. And that's what they're going to probably try to do, the collapse. And you got this imbecile Schumer, Chucky Schmucky Schumer up there, screaming about immigration and Sessions.
And also Schumer says, Schumer also says he's going to try to stop the Supreme Court nomination with a filibuster. In other words, where he just stands up and talks. So that'll be interesting to see whether that happens. They can't stop any of the other Donald Trump appointments with a filibuster. That's out. The filibuster has been ruled out by earlier legislation. But we're going to run out of time here, Tom. That's a good
idea. Fireside tweets every month.
Oh, yeah. There we go. There you go. We'll give you the credit for that one. We had the Fireside YouTube and the Fireside Tweet. The Fire Tweet. We'll see you all with more Fire Tweets tomorrow here on the Trump Phenomenon. Thanks, George.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.
republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.